The person that Jesus had a conversation with in John chapter 14 was one of those people. He had to see before he believed. His name was Thomas. And you see, Jesus had told Thomas multiple times, I'm going to die and rise again, and when I do, I'm going to see you. And Thomas couldn't believe it. He had to see it. And so Thomas famously said, unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, unless I place my finger into the mark of the nails, unless I place my hand into his side, what did Thomas say? I will never, never, ever believe. Thomas was a sight, then belief. Now the scriptures clearly say, they side with Jenny, absolutely, that it's important to have belief first and then sight comes. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, we walk by what? Faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction, the certainty of about things that we have never, ever seen. And Jenny most certainly had that kind of faith. Believing, then came sight. And all those things that Jesus talked about are hers. But I also want to share with you that if you're a person that needs sight before belief, Jesus is also for you as well. Because he came back to Thomas. He rose from the dead. He could have ascended. No, he came back to Thomas. Thomas did place his finger into the place where the mark of the nails was. He did see the mark of the nails. He did place his hand into his side. Stories told about a person that wanted to cross a river that had been frozen over, and their eyes just wouldn't let them move forward. The sight didn't look good. They imagined the worst would happen, that they would fall in walking across that river through the ice, and that they might even endanger the lives of somebody else. And so they needed to see something that could help them believe that they could cross. And then they got it. A bigger person than them, who weighed quite a few more pounds, walked across the ice with no problem, no cracks. That gave them belief that they could do it. And they moved forward. That's what Jesus has done for us. He's gone from death to life. And there were no cracks. And he's come to show us that he paved the way, that he has prepared a place, that he is going to bring all our loved ones to that special place, and we will one day have a reunion. And that is our peace, that is our hope today. However, let Jenny the teacher give one more lesson. And here's the lesson for all of us. Would we all be better people if we believed in one another before we ever saw accomplishments or before other people proved themselves? Wouldn't we be a healthier community? Wouldn't there be more trust in our community? There would. What if we believed in the work that we did, the vocations and careers that we had, and the activities that were a part of them, the programs, before we ever saw the fruition and we ever saw the fruit of our labor, if we just believed in what we did like Jenny did, wouldn't our organizations and our schools prosper even more? They would. And what if spiritually we follow Jenny's example, and we believed and waited for God to show us what would be the product of that belief? We would be at more peace. We'd be more settled. We'd be more hopeful for what would come in the future, and that would definitely happen. To the family of Jenny, God's peace be with you. What a tribute. So many people here. We want to keep the stories going in the fellowship hall in just a moment. But let's bow our heads and say a prayer before we see Jenny's life in pictures. We pray. Lord, we thank you for Jenny. We recognize that your desire is that we believe, and then you'll show us what you've prepared for us. We thank you that Jenny, her eyes are open to what you have prepared for her eternal rest, for her peace and comfort. We thank you that that is a place of no more pain, no more sorrow, no more challenge. May that bring us comfort today until we wait until that time when you bring us to be with all your loved ones, including Jenny, in that sweet reunion in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.